Partners Chartered Accountants. Expert taxation advice for business owners. kellypartners.com.au.
Monday morning, it is the 1st of July. A lot of changes today, and of course Parliament resumes tomorrow with both houses sitting, and the Prime Minister has promised to make the Senate sit until they pass his tax cuts. We'll talk in just a moment about the energy issue that we've been discussing this morning about prices. We'll talk with the Labor Party's shadow spokesman on this, Pat Conroy, Shadow Energy Assistant Minister. Talk to him about that in a moment. Coincidentally, as I said, July 1 is supposed to be the start of massive changes to energy pricing laws. I've not had one call this morning saying that they are looking or believing that they'll get a lower power bill. It's just not happening. The ACCC has previously described the retail electricity market as too complex for many households to navigate. It shouldn't be. And I'm sure that we went to an election campaign with the Minister, Angus Taylor, saying we're going to get cheaper electricity. Well, that's not happened. A report has found that a national default power price should cut standard power bills by between 30 and 40%. Well, whistling Dixie, doesn't happen, hasn't happened. From today, energy users in New South Wales, South East Queensland, Victoria and South Australia should see changes to our power bills. Customers currently being stung by their energy retailer will automatically be switched to a newer, lower price determined by the Australian Energy Regulator. Does that happen? Will it happen? It's expected to benefit 800,000 people. As I said, I'll believe it when I see it. There's a cap on prices on standing offers, saving households up to an estimated $481 in South Australia and $663 in New South Wales, about the same in Queensland. We are chasing a spokesman for the Australian Energy Regulator. I just don't see these prices coming down. It hasn't happened. And it was an election promise. Pat Conroy is the Shadow Energy Assistant Minister. Thanks for your time. Good morning.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. I'm not getting people ringing me up saying they're being knocked over by the energy prices coming down. It's not happening.
No, and it won't. The default price offer is a small improvement, but it will only help around the edges. There's a fundamental a misshape in the energy market, which means that the power prices will only keep going up and up and up until we get some policy certainty in Canberra.
So this idea that you would automatically be reverted to a lower power company price, is that not going to happen?
It will happen, but it only helps a small number of customers. Most customers are on what's called market offers. They negotiate, they get a discount from their energy provider. This only applies to people who just ring up and say, I want my electricity connected. And those standing offers have been very high. So this policy will reduce those standing offers a bit, and that will help a few customers, and that's a good thing. But as I said, most customers have signed up to one of those discount rates from the energy company where they get 24% off or 20% off, whatever, if they pay on time. And so the main issue is that most customers won't benefit from this policy announcement, and it doesn't help the real driver of power prices going up, and that's the cost of actually generating the electricity.
What would you do?
We'd provide some policy certainty so that we can get much-needed investment in new power plants.
But would bills be lower under Labor?
They will be lower compared to what the government is projected to have. In fact, independent modelling showed that what we took to the last election would lower power prices by 25% against what was to occur. The key thing is to drive new investment to build new power stations to drive power prices down. We've had a lot of old coal-fired power stations retiring due to their age, and we haven't had sufficient replacement, which means power prices are skyrocketing.
So would you support the construction of a new generation coal-fired power station?
Not if it involves government subsidies. The basic fact is that new coal-fired power...
You'd support it if it was privately, private enterprise. If they were to build it, you'd support it.
Well, over the last 10 years, we've seen not a single private company stick their hand in the pocket to build a new coal-fired power station.
But if they did, would you?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but the last coal-fired power
station... It's pretty simple, Pat. Yes or no?
...in the country was 2002.
It's a yes or no answer, isn't it?
Well, we haven't seen any proposals, but let's go back to basic facts.
Yeah, but I just want an answer to that question. If somebody independently of government was prepared to invest in a new generation coal-fired power station, and they're building hundreds of them in India and China, would the Labor Party support the construction of that facility?
Well, the Labor Party hasn't adopted a formal position on it. My personal view is I'm comfortable with it as long as we actually have a decent carbon abatement target in the economy and mechanisms to cut carbon pollution to reach responsible goals. But the key fact here is, Steve...
But we're sitting here this morning. I've got people ringing me up saying that they're lying underneath three doonas with blankets over them because they can't afford to heat their house.
Yeah, but Steve, a new coal-fired power station is not the answer if you want to lower power prices. The Australian Energy Market Operator, which is the government agency, so not aligned with the Labor Party, has found that the cheapest new form of power is new renewable energy backed up by gas-fired power stations or pumped hydro. That is literally the cheapest form of new energy. So people who are talking about building new coal-fired power stations are advocating for higher electricity prices, not lower. The cheapest new form of power is wind and solar backed up by pumped hydro. And that's a basic fact around the Australian energy market that seems to be ignored by a lot of proponents of new coal.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for it.
Not a
Pat Conroy there, Assistant Shadow Energy Minister. I'm not sure power prices are going to come down under anybody's watch, to be honest. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I just want to let you know that Origin Energy sent a letter to all South Queenslanders about 3 weeks ago saying that electricity prices will be lowered from today.
Do you believe it?
I do. Because why would they particularly go to the trouble of sending out a letter to let us know?
I hope you're right.
It's very easy to check. Well, I was just thinking, you know, going on about the government not doing anything. Perhaps you need to talk to Origin Energy and find out who is actually doing something. That guy that rang in and said that he had a letter to say that they were going up from today, I think he's got a bit confused.
The audience are our best researchers. I have had no one this morning ring and tell me that they expect power prices to go down.
Well, I have a letter.
Okay. So, hang on there, Terry. We'll get a copy of it from you and we'll ring Origin Energy. With